Juan, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm excited to share lots of good info with you today, but the core of the presentation is all about how anyone can start trading in less than 7 days. And I know that's a really bold statement, and I'm going to tell you more why I so firmly believe that. And that's all without using complicated trading strategies, without sacrificing a lot of time, and without investing large amounts of money from the start. So let's jump in. A quick disclaimer before we begin, the U.S. government requires me to give this, but I want to remind you this presentation is for educational purposes and should not be considered investment or trading advice. Trading involves risk and is not suitable for everyone. And just like any other business or investment venture, everyone's results are different. So let's dive in. A quick introduction. I'm here to remind you, to tell you, maybe you've heard this before, maybe you haven't, but if you've failed at other trading strategies in the past, I want you to know it's not your fault, right? You'll learn as I tell you in my background here, I experienced a lot of failure before I finally figured out this whole trading thing. And you're not alone and it's not your fault. I just want to start there. Second, if you're concerned that in the past you haven't been able to succeed with trading Forex, anything like that, I want you to put those fears to rest. We're going to give you some options today. And there's tons of presenters in this seminar too that are sharing their wisdom and knowledge with you. And then lastly, if you've been told that you can't learn to trade quickly or that it takes months or years, I want you to know it's totally possible to learn a straightforward trade plan without all the fluff. And my program is within 7 days. So I have a way that I've perfected that educational process, giving you exactly what you need without all the fluff. And I want to show you how you can create that extra income and start trading in less than 7 days during this free training. So my goal is really to empower those people or traders who want an executable trading strategy and consistent results. That was a big thing for me when I first started trading. I wanted consistency, which is kind of hard when you ultimately can't control the market, right? But there is a way to find your edge, to find your probability, and that's without the overwhelm, right? There's so much information out there. I talk to traders all the time about how they're so overwhelmed with just the gobs of information that's out there on the internet. A lot of great information, but if you don't know how to apply it, or if you're over consuming the free information or even the paid information, it can get overwhelming very quickly. And then also doing that without the fluff, right? Again, it's kind of hard to cut through what you need and what you need to know, what you don't need to know. And if you're anything like me, when I first started trading, I wanted to know everything. And I was like, I'm going to be like this trading pro. I'm going to know everything. Well, really, you don't have to know everything. You just have to know a trading strategy that works. So let's jump in. If you learn nothing else from this presentation, I want you to remember that the only way, in my opinion, to achieve those consistent results is with consistent execution. And in order to get consistent execution, no matter what you trade, whether you're a stock, Forex, options, futures, you need a trade plan. You need a written down set of rules that are guiding your trading day in and day out. And what I mean by this, we're going to go into detail in this a lot more here soon. I'll cover what's included in a trade plan, but basically think about it. How can you expect to get consistent results if you don't operate the same way in the markets each day? You need like these guiding principles, or a trade plan is what I call it. Trading rules, qualification checklist, trade management protocol, whatever you want to call it, it all means the same thing. But you should have a trade plan for your specific trading strategy that basically directs your execution and the way you operate each day. And this should not just be in your head, by the way, it should be written down. You should know it so thoroughly that you can write it down. And I'll again give you a lot of specific examples of that, both from a template standpoint and also from my specific strategy. I'll tell you what mine is as well a little bit later in the presentation. So before I go too far, who am I? I mean, some of you have heard of me, some of you haven't. So I'm known as the Consistent Execution Coach. I focus a lot on consistent execution because, as I just said, that's the only way you get consistent results. That's something that helped me turn the corner from struggling trader to profitable trader years ago. And that's something that a lot of traders are missing. So I spend a lot of time coaching my clients through that. Also, I've been personally trading for over 9 years and I still trade every single day today. I trade Forex personally. I've trained thousands of traders worldwide. I've worked with people who trade a $100 account and people who trade six-figure trading accounts. I've helped everyone from high school graduates to retired brain surgeons, teaching them how to trade. So my experience in working with people and traders, whether they're struggling traders, aspiring traders, as a coach here has been quite extensive and broad. And I'm really proud of that, of all the people that trading can help, help them achieve their time and financial freedom goals. So my story before I started trading was and I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this, by the way, but just giving you a little background. I was an overwhelmed working professional. I went to college, I graduated, I went into corporate America working at a Fortune 500 company. I loved it at first, loved it, thrived, worked my way up the corporate ladder, but then I was a little bit overwhelmed. I craved more time with my family. And honestly, I knew in my heart, Forex trading was my ticket to freedom. I knew I didn't want to work in corporate America forever. I didn't feel the passion. I didn't feel the recognition and the pay and the ability to go do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. And I discovered Forex trading, and I could do a whole presentation on why I chose Forex versus other things, but we don't have time for that in this short presentation. But, I committed to Forex. I went all in, and it took me a while to figure it out, to get those consistent and profitable results that I wanted. In fact, I spent over 3 years losing, which was really discouraging, really expensive. And, took an emotional toll on me. I'll just keep that part brief. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot in those 3 years of losing, a lot about the kind of trading strategy I wanted to use, a lot about some of the mistakes I was doing and things like that. So I learned, truly the long, hard, and expensive way. But now I'm able to pay that forward to my clients so that they don't do the same mistakes that I did. And honestly, everything changed for me once I learned those hard lessons and ultimately created my own trading strategy that gets consistent results, that gives me the flexibility in my day-to-day. I only spend less than an hour trading a day, and it's awesome. And I would say I'm truly living my dream now. I get to travel when I want. Here's a picture of my family last year, well before COVID hit. But here's a picture of me and my family in Prague. And here's a picture in Hallstatt, Austria. And you'll see in both of these pictures, I have a little backpack purse on my back, and I have my laptop in there. So I can trade from my laptop literally anywhere in the world, as long as I have an internet connection. So I love that about trading and all the time and location freedom that it brings me. And, when I tell people this, the next question I get is, okay, smarty pants, if you're so good at trading, then why don't you just do that? Well, my results are great. I'm never going to stop trading. And like I said, it only takes me about an hour a day. So I've ultimately achieved my time and financial freedom dreams. However, one thing I didn't expect to miss when I left corporate America was working with people. I missed relationship building, leadership development, mentoring others. And honestly, one day the light bulb just went off and I'm like, you know what? I've learned a lot of lessons the hard way. Now that I've figured it out, it's not as hard as I used to make it out to be. And so I was like, I'm going to become a trading coach. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to help other traders and ultimately teach them the knowledge and experience I've accrued in my 9+ years of trading. And now I get to, empower traders to achieve their own time and financial freedom so they can do more of what they love the same way I've been able to. So my question is, why wouldn't I want to help others achieve that success? It's honestly the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And I'm not talking about money here. I'm really talking about purpose and passion and fulfillment. So all those things that were missing in my corporate job, and now I'm just, loving the time and financial freedom that trading brings me, and I'm feeling more fulfilled with being a trading coach than I ever was in my corporate career. So how does all of this apply to you? Sorry, my alarm keeps going off. I thought I turned it off. I have trading alerts and here they keep vibrating. Let me get them turned off. Also, I'll give you a quick FYI. I had some unexpected things happen with my daughter's school. So she's home. She's occupied, but if you end up hearing her in the background, she's 4, and I've tried to explain how mommy has a training call right now, but we'll see how well that goes. So my apologies in advance if you end up hearing her come into the scene. Okay, back to it. So how does my background and experience apply to you? Based on my own experience trading and also my experience as a trading coach, I've proven a couple things. One, anyone can learn to trade, even beginners, right? And, I have a funny picture of this baby here at a laptop. Maybe not babies, okay? None of us were born with that natural ability to trade. It's truly an acquired skill, but I'm no one special. I don't have any supernatural gifts or anything like that. And like I was telling you before, I even struggled to get those consistent results with Forex early on. But here I am now rocking out my personal accounts, teaching others to do the same. So it's possible. Anyone can learn it. It's an acquired skill. Number two, trading Forex is possible any time of day. So one of the many reasons I decided to trade Forex personally is because it's a 24-hour market, 5 days a week. So what that means is you can trade the normal business hours like you can in the stock market, but you can also trade in the evenings and overnight, Monday through Friday. Well, technically Sunday through Friday. So it's one of the many reasons I chose to trade Forex over other markets. There's many, many strategies out there for trading Forex that can be applied any time of day, and that includes the strategy that I use. So definitely a huge advantage, especially if you're still working full-time or you know you have a changing schedule or you just want a little bit more flexibility with when you can trade. Definitely Forex is a major advantage there. And also you can start trading and it works. You can get that growth you're looking for even on a small account. So one of the other benefits of trading Forex is there are no account minimums for day trading. This is a huge advantage over trading stocks, which in the US requires a $25,000 account minimum to day trade. So with Forex, you can start with literally as little as $50. You can spend time perfecting your execution and then scale up once you're getting results. So ultimately what I'm saying here is if you can make 10% in a month on a $100 account, you can also make 10% in a month on a $100,000 account. So once you get really fine-tuned in on your execution, your understanding and your ability to implement a proven strategy that works, it shouldn't really matter what account size you start with. You're just building those habits and those skills. And then as you have more money, you can deploy in the system or grow it with your compounded growth month after month, year after year, your account's going to grow and so are your profits. So what I recommend with Forex is starting small and scaling up with when you're ready, but we'll be talking a little bit more about that in a little bit. So again, it works even if you start small, and there's even practice accounts or demo accounts that you can trade in Forex, which is free, but allows you to place trades on live charts. So that's another way you can start small. And then as far as, you know, a little bit of proof that people are able to get up and trading very quickly, here's proof that, you know, others besides me are able to get results using my trading methodology. So Dennis had a 63% win rate 1 week and grew his account by 3.7% in a single week. That's incredible. And Mackenzie achieved a 73% win rate while still being new to the system and making a few mistakes. So these results are amazing for new traders. And the best part is, you know, these people, you know, as a trader, you're learning a skill that you can use the rest of your life to generate income. So it's not just a 1 week you have it, 1 week you don't. It's like, wow, you're really learning a skill as a trader to use the rest of your life or to pass down to, you know, your family as you get older. So it's really cool. Trading just brings a lot of freedom in so many ways. And if you're new, maybe some of you on the call are beginner traders, just a lot of really huge benefits to come from learning to trade and learning this skill. Okay, so that was all a brief intro, but I wanted you to have the background. I wanted you to kind of move past some of maybe your limiting beliefs. And now we'll dive into the meat of the content, which is secret number one, how to ditch the complicated trading strategies. Secret number two, how to trade without sacrificing your lifestyle. And secret number three, how to start small and then scale quickly. But before we dive in, I have a freebie for you. Here's your Friendsgiving freebie. I have a video series called 30 Days of Trading Tips and Tidbits. It's good no matter what you trade, but you can get it at this link. Feel free to write it down, take a screenshot of this. It's absolutely free, but it's a 30-day video series. You'll get emails every day where I go over Forex basics, types of trading, how to trade like a professional trader, how to have those proper mindsets and behaviors that are going to give you success long term. And then I also go into the top reasons traders fail. So just really good informational content. Again, literally it's free and you can start getting those daily emails at www.consistentfxprofits.com/free info. So that's my thank you to you guys for being on here and giving you a little Friendsgiving freebie. Again, feel free to take a screenshot there. Okay, so Secret number one, how to ditch the complicated trading strategies. Some people think that trading is complicated and there's no such thing as a simple strategy. And I want to tell you a quick story about my background and why this isn't so. So I've tried countless strategies in the past. You heard me say that I spent 3 years trying to figure this out. Well, I guarantee you I was not spending 3 years on one strategy that just wasn't working out. I was busting my butt trying 10 million things, totally had the shiny trader hack system where, you know, I'd try one strategy and wouldn't quite work out. Like maybe I'd have a loss and I'd lose interest and I'd try to go to the next thing. You know, I've done indicators, I've done patterns, I've done multiple time frames. And back then I could barely even see the candlesticks on my charts because I had so many indicators covering them. Can anyone relate to that where your charts, type in the chat box, your charts are so covered, give me a yes or a no, that that you can't even see your candlesticks. Eric says yes. Steven says too funny. Yeah, it's crazy, but you think you're doing yourself so much good by having all of this on your charts when in fact you're just confusing yourself. You know, you're using things that are, you know, indicators by default are built on past data. So it's not really even real-time data. So, you know, long story short, I want you to know that it is possible to learn to read the language of the charts. And what I mean by that is it's called price action reading. I'll show you a little bit about my strategy here in a minute. But, you know, it seemed impossible to me as a beginner back then. And it's not nearly as hard as I used to think it was to learn really what those swing highs and swing lows and those movements of the candles are telling you. And now, like I was saying before, I make money year over year using naked charts, as I like to call them. Maybe you've heard that before too. But, you know, I literally just let price tell me the direction and when to buy and sell. There's no more trying to predict anything, quote unquote, like, which by the way is impossible. No one can predict anything. It's all about finding an edge, having a high probability way of getting your desired outcome. So now I just wait for those setups that tell me when I have an edge and I take those trades. So let me show you what I mean by this. Here's an example of what I mean by naked charts. So this is exactly what my charts look like. Literally no indicators. The one thing I use are the candlesticks. And you might also notice there's some little red and green arrows. And those are called fractals. And they're honestly not telling me anything I can't see with just the candlesticks. They're just more easily pointing out swing highs and swing lows. So the arrows aren't necessary, but they're a time saver. So I leave them on my charts so I can analyze more quickly. So this is a perfect example of what my charts look like. And you might be thinking, okay, Valerie, that's great that you don't use any indicators, but how do you know where to enter? How do you know where to exit? How do you manage your trades? How do you mitigate risks? What factors impact your profitability, right? So this is where your trade plan comes in. Your trade plan should detail all of these things out with specificity so that each and every time you qualify and enter a trade, you're going to do it with precision and consistency. And do you remember what I said earlier about consistent execution? That's how you get consistent results. So let me go into more detail about what I personally believe should be included in a trade plan so that you can either retrofit what you're doing today and make it more thorough, or if you're looking for a new trading strategy, you'll be getting an example of my trading strategy and the types of information I have in it. So here's a trade plan. So I have four sections in my trade plan. The first one is what I call the logistics section. And the logistics section notates your trading style. And what I mean by trading style is, are you a day trader, a swing trader, position trader? What candle or what charts are you using in your analysis? What are the logistics section that should also have your ideal trading times? Like when is it most ideal based on your trading strategy that you can trade throughout the day? Maybe it's all day, maybe it's certain pockets of time, etc. Within those ideal trading times, are there any trading exclusions, right? So are there times within your ideal trading window that you wouldn't want to be entering and exiting trades because of something, right? Maybe that's bank holidays, maybe that's red flag news events, major market moving events, rate announcements, etc., non-farm payroll. There's a lot of things, and I'll give you the example for my strategy in a second. What do you trade, right? For me, trading Forex, I don't don't have the challenging task that a lot of stock traders have, because, you know, there's over 7,000 stocks in the stock market that you have to whittle down and narrow down. And for me, with the currency market, there's, you know, a couple hundred currency pairs, but I only trade the majors and the minors, which totals up to 28 currency pairs. So there's 28 currency pairs that I actively monitor. And I see if there's a qualified setup. And if there is, I trade it. And if there isn't, I don't trade it. The logistics section should also tell you what your max risk is. What's your max risk per trade? What's your max risk per currency? Or if you're a stock trader, what's your max risk per maybe like correlated stocks, right? What's your max, or even industry? If you're a stock trader, you might have a max risk per industry. And then what's your max risk per day or per week if you're a swing trader, or per month if you're a position trader, right? You should line out your max risk in advance of ever entering a trade, right? The next section is the qualification section. And in the qualification section, consider this the list of things that give you your high probability trade setup. So you're never going to win 100% of your trades. But what are those things that need to be present that tell you your edge is there right now? So what do you need to see? Where do you need to see it? When do you need to see it? Why would it be disqualified? And ultimately, what parameters need to be met? So for me, I have and I'll go into my specific example here in a minute, but I have a set of specific questions where I'm like, is this here? Is this here? Is this not here? Is this here? Is the stop loss between X and Y, etc.? Like, I know what my parameters are that give me a higher probability outcome. And I've done that through back testing and forward testing and trading this for years, right? And then trade management. So what's your entry type? Are you doing instant order executions? Are you using pending orders? Where do you enter? Where do you exit, both in profit and loss? How are you managing pending orders? Or like, if you're doing pending orders, how are those managed? Are there any expiration settings you're going to use? Are there any times you would need to adjust your pending order? When would you cancel a pending order? And the same goes for live trades. When you have a live trade, do you make any adjustments? Are you tightening your stop loss? Are you liquidating half your position? And are there any times when you would manually close? So the fourth part of the trade plan, which I don't have listed here, is basically your visuals. You need a visual representation of the trade setup and all the basic variations. So like, if you can't draw your trade setup with a crayon or a pen or pencil, whatever your choice of writing utensil is, then you should really question if you fully understand what you're looking for on your charts. So you should be able to draw it, and you should be able to draw all scenarios of it so that you know what it is. So I'm going to quickly go through just to give you an example of my specific trade plan and how I answer each of these questions. And I not only know it in my head, but it's literally written down on a sheet of paper, and it's what I teach my clients in a lot more detail. So my trading style, I'm an intraday trader. That means I'm in and out of trades in a single day. And I also have multiple times throughout the day to look for a trade setup. So again, as I'm going through this process, if you're actively trading today, you should be able to answer these questions for your trade plan. And if you can't, that might help you identify a gap in why you're not getting consistent results. And if you are actively looking for a trading strategy, you should keep this in mind to make sure that when you buy a program or you decide to partner with someone, that you're going to get this level of detail with the trading strategy. So I just did the trading style. My ideal trading times, I trade with my strategy between 5:30 p.m. Eastern all the way through 2 p.m. Eastern the next day. So basically, I don't do any trading between 2 p.m. Eastern and 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And that's because in the Forex market, there's something called the daily rollover. And at between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern every single day, the spreads widen, or basically the difference between the bid and ask price, or the buy and sell price. And when that happens, the spreads that are normally below 3 pips jump up to 10, 20, 30 pips. And you do not want to be in a trade when that happens, at least with my trading style at the intraday trading level. So, sorry, I got distracted. I pulled up the chat box and I see lots of questions. I'll go back and see those. Hopefully it's all, looks like it got fixed. Sorry about that. Okay. So what do I trade? Again, I trade the major and minor currency pairs. It's a list of 28 currency pairs with all the major currencies in the world, like the euro, the US dollar, Canadian dollar, Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar, Great British pound, Japanese yen, and the Swiss franc. So all the different combinations of those. My max risk per trade is 0.5%. So I'll never put more than 0.5% or a half percent of my account balance on a given trade. Per currency, since we have currency pairs that often overlap in currencies. I'll never risk more than 2% per currency, which means I'll never be in more than 4 trades at once with the same currency. And per day, my max risk is 3%, which means ultimately I'll never have a net loss of more than 3% in a given day, which hardly ever gets capped out. But on the days it does, I'm glad I have a cap, because normally just the markets are going in a strong movement and not working with my trading strategy anyway. So you should know what your risk is. And this is how you manage your how much you risk in a day. It helps you mitigate long losses and major drawdowns and all of that. And this is ultimately based on your risk appetite. The qualifications for my strategy. So I need, basically my qualifications is the way I trade is I have a solidified trend, and then I get a rotation that signals price is going to change directions, and I wait for a retest of the support and resistance. So I need to see a 6 fractal trend. I need to see a rotation, which is basically a certain pattern in swing highs and swing lows. I need the stop loss to be between 9 and 30 pips. So if it's less than 9 pips, I don't take the trade. If it's more than 30 pips, I don't take the trade, because in all of my history trading this strategy, those have not had an edge over the course of time, right? I know that, you know, the rotation and the price confirmation pattern need to set up within a certain amount of time. Also, I have certain settings for my pending orders, which is technically under trade management. So you can see I have a very detailed list of things that I need to see that need to be present in order to have that high probability trade setup. And then in trade management, 95% of the time I'm doing a pending order where I'm waiting for price to pull back to my entry point. My entry price is always, I use Fibonacci's to get my entry price. So I enter at the 61.8 Fib, gives me a good location for stop loss and take profit. My exit prices, my stop loss is always just beyond the recent price movement. My stop loss or my take profit is a 1-to-1. So if my stop loss is 20 pips, then my take profit will be 20 pips. And then pending orders, I set to expire in 4 hours. If my trade doesn't set up in 4 hours, I don't want to be in the trade. I cancel pending orders after 4 hours leading up to the daily rollover, and also before red flag news. And then live trade management, I do not move my stop loss and take profit. I do not do partial liquidations personally, and I manually close trades prior to the daily rollover and also prior to upcoming red flag news. So let me show you my charts and what I mean. So this is the same chart where basically there was the uptrend where the highs were going higher, the lows were going higher. And then right here, we got a lower low, and that was a disruption in the prior pattern, basically signaling a shift and a rotation. So not only did the highs get lower, the lows got lower. And then basically from here to here, I entered at the 61.8 Fib retracement, which is a very, you could read about the golden ratio in trading and in the world, but there's reasons I use the 61.8 Fib. My stop losses here, just beyond the prior movements, I give myself a little breathing room. And then my stop loss to take profit's a 1-to-1. So this was a take profit trade. And I know that, you know, my expertise with doing the 1-to-1s is I want to get in and get out very quickly, lock in my profit and reinvest it the next day. So there's a lot of levers of profitability. A lot of traders focus on achieving those higher risk to reward ratios, like 2-to-1, 3-to-1 and beyond. And basically what that means when you have a higher risk to reward ratio, that means that you can lose more number of trades than you win and you can still make money. But in my opinion, who wants to lose more trades than you win? That really starts to take a toll on your psyche and on your mindset. And while there are plenty of strategies that work, I learned early on in those early years that those strategies don't work for me. For me, I wanted consistency. I wanted to be winning more trades than I was losing. I needed those results that allowed me to have consistent profitability so that I could leave my corporate job, which I told you was my goal early on. So for me, I've developed a strategy that's 1-to-1, which means my wins and my losses are the same pip or dollar amount, but you actually end up winning more number of trades than you lose. And doesn't that sound amazing? So plus the way I teach risk mitigation and position sizing is you actually get to take advantage of that daily compounded growth by reinvesting your profits from day one into your trades on day two and on and on and on. So not only do you have more winning trades with the 1-to-1, but your profits are higher day after day as well. So that's why I do it. It's not for everyone, but it works really well for me. It gives me consistently higher wins than losses, and I love it. My clients love it. So, and that's honestly how this strategy works best. test. I did a ton of back testing early on in the day about, or not in the day, but in the development of the strategy in the 2-to-1s, 3-to-1s, 2-to-1 with trailing stop, 3-to-1 with trailing stop. Nothing performed as good as this 1-to-1. So that was a no-brainer decision for me. And it aligned with my trading personality. So secret number one for me is simple is better. Naked charts allow you to read the language of the market and to find high probability trade setups more easily. And you should always use a written down trade plan. So secret number two, how to trade without sacrificing your lifestyle. Many people think, many people that are new to trading or experienced in trading might think, I have to sit at my computer all day to be a day trader, or it takes months and years to become a profitable trader. Well, let me reference my background to give you a little more context about my own experience with this. So I used to spend hours at my charts every day. I would even trade in the middle of the night at one point. You know, like I said, Forex is a 24-hour market, and I was really desperate to figure this out those first three losing years I had in my trading endeavors. So there was one point I was even like getting up in the middle of the night to trade the London session since I was still working full-time at the time. And I don't recommend that. I don't recommend getting up in the middle of the night when you're normally sleeping. While you might have success in the short term, it's not sustainable in the long term. So just take my lesson on that. I learned that the hard way. And also it took me over 3 years to become profitable. So this is not how you should do it. You shouldn't have to experience any of these things. You know, I learned that long, hard, and expensive way, so you don't have to. So now what I do, I have a flexible trading strategy that fits my lifestyle. I spend less than an hour a day trading, and I'm not working full-time anymore. I was able to leave my job because I trade now and I make money trading. So I have a lot of time freedom, which is really more important to me than financial freedom anyways. And I can even trade on the go or while traveling internationally. Here's a couple pictures of me trading on the go. This was last year in Madeira, Portugal. We rented an Airbnb along the ocean. If you look closely, you can see the ocean waves crashing in the background. I could hear them trading before we went out for the day, and it was awesome. Here's another picture of me in Lisbon, Portugal. I'm at this like second story little coffee shop getting my pastel de nata and my cafe de leite, and which is basically like a cappuccino in Portugal. And I've got my laptop up. I'm just looking at my charts there. What you can't see is my three-year-old at the time having a blast playing with her dolls and spilling orange juice all over the place. But nonetheless, it was a really cool experience to be able to go internationally last year on several trips and just trade on the go with my laptop. So it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to take all day. And there are plenty of strategies out there that really give you that flexibility. So you might also think you're not able to find a flexible strategy. Maybe you've tried without success. It seems complicated. Trading on the go is difficult, and spending less than an hour a day trading, like, how is that even possible? Or, you know, maybe you think you're not able to be profitable because you've never done it before, right? But that doesn't mean that you can't do it. And I'm only saying these things because I've thought all of them on more than one occasion in the past. And, you know, really, when you say things in your mind like, I can't, I'm not able to, those are your limiting beliefs coming to the surface, which is a whole nother topic for another day. Something I'm really passionate about. Mindset is a huge piece of trading and your success long term. But I'm telling you, all of this is possible. So you can do all of this. You can trade without sacrificing your lifestyle, and you can even improve it with extra income you make and the time flexibility of spending more time with your loved ones and traveling. You know, you can find a flexible strategy. There's so many options out there. You should be considering strategies that are convenient for your current and desired time of day to trade. You can trade on the go. You know, if your strategy is simple enough, then you will be able to trade it on a mobile device or on a laptop. Yet another advantage of trading on naked charts. You can spend less than an hour a day. You know, when you have a qualification checklist, which is part of that trade plan I was talking about earlier, and you know exactly what you're looking for on the charts and how to qualify trades. And when you go through your currency pair list, your stock list, etc., you either have a qualified setup or you don't. And it's so easy. And you shouldn't be spending hours on end at your charts every day. And you can be profitable, right? So with so many out there, there's a lot of people out there saying how no one makes money trading. And that drives me nuts. So I'm here to remind you, there are loads of profitable traders out there, myself included. Everyone on this Friendsgiving, you know, there's 24 hours of traders talking to you in these 2 days that are telling you all about how they're able to be successful. So anytime you hear those silly stats, you know, I want you to remember there are plenty of people that are making this happen, and you have to believe in yourself. You have to have a vision. You need to believe in yourself and that you can learn it and that you can do it. And then you have to take action. That's what it takes for success in anything, trading included, and you can totally do it. So it takes commitment, focus, personal accountability, and patience. And that's where a lot of people go wrong. They give up, honestly, before they even give themselves a chance to be successful. So secret number 3, how to start small and then scale quickly. So a lot of people say, I don't know how to get started, or I don't know if I have enough money to start trading. Well, here's how. You can take the time to create your own strategy, or you can learn a proven strategy that someone else is using, right? But either way, you should trade with a proven strategy, one that makes money over time. Totally up to you if you want to create that yourself or learn someone else's. But obviously the fastest route is to learn something that's already working for someone else. Next, you could start small, and that's the beauty of trading with Forex. You can start small. You can open an account with as little as $50 and trade with as little as 50 cents on a trade. Now, on the other hand, if you want to, like I said, day trade on the stock market, you have to have at least $25,000. So there's an incredibly low barrier of entry to day trade on the Forex, in the Forex market, which is, again, one of the many reasons I love it. You can get results, right? You can work on your understanding of your trade plan. You can make sure you have a trade plan. You can make sure you know how to implement it and ultimately work towards that operational excellence, or what I like to call flawless execution. And from there, you'll be getting those consistent results and building your confidence. So once you start getting results and making money, obviously your confidence is going to grow right alongside your growing account balance. And then from there, it's all about scaling up responsibly. So once you start getting results and making money, your confidence will grow. Lost my train of thought there. So once you're getting results, you can start to increase your account size or your risk. So a lot of people actually start too big, which is one of the mistakes I made early on. They're like, oh yeah, I know this. I've been working on it for a couple, you know, I feel real confident. I'm going to go big. I'm just going to put all my money into this. I'm going to just trade like I normally would. And they jump too large too quickly. So the secret is to scale up responsibly, to trade with a strategy, start small, get results, build confidence, and then scale up from there after you're getting results. So the truth is, you know, you can totally do this. You can get an executable trading strategy with a written down trade plan. You can master your execution so that you get that flawless execution. And by default, you're going to get those consistent results when you're executing flawlessly and consistently every day. And from there, your confidence in yourself and your abilities are going to grow, and you can scale up your profitability by increasing your account size, increasing your risk, trading more frequently, etc. So let me ask you, are you enjoying this training so far? Give me a yes or no in the comments. Oh, I see we have someone from Portugal. I love Portugal. Okay, lots of people enjoying this. So we've covered a lot of cool stuff, right? We've covered how to ditch the complicated strategies, how to trade without sacrificing your lifestyle, how to start small and then scale up. So you guys ready to take things to the next level? Give me a yes or a no. Cool, the yeses are flying in. I've got another good takeaway for you. So the biggest problem I see for most traders that's holding them back, I'm going to give you a little illustration here. So if I present you with this amazing, beautiful, tasty cake, and I give you all of the ingredients, right? I'm going to just hand over all the ingredients that you need to make this beautiful, amazing cake. Most of you would totally flop in being able to reproduce this cake because you don't have the full recipe, right? You don't have the measurements. You don't have the oven temperature. You don't have the cook time. Well, trading often presents the same issue. There's a ton of information, courses, strategies, signal services, indicators to use, but if you don't know how to use them and put them together properly, it's going to be really difficult to be profitable quickly, if at all. So I have a special offer for you today, and it's to give you that full recipe for my exact trade plan. It's to give you the pathway so that you can start trading a proven and executable trading strategy in less than 7 days. So here's how I can help. I'm just going to go through it fairly quickly because I know I'm running up on time. So I'm going to introduce to you my program here. It's called the Consistent FX Accelerator. It includes on-demand training and tools, a trading community, daily trade discussion, and weekly group coaching. So the program itself is all about helping you learn and master an executable trading strategy with my exact written down trade plan so that you can get those consistent results without the overwhelm and definitely without the fluff, right? I'm not going to be giving you a bunch of fluff. I'm giving you what you need to implement my trading strategy, and I'm not going to give you more than you need. But it is truly A to Z in nature. If you're brand new to trading, you've never traded Forex, you've never traded anything before, this is totally for you, right? So in this program, I get straight to the point and teach you what you need specific to my strategy so you can start trading in less than 7 days, even if you're brand new. So here's what you're going to get in the program. There's the 7-day consistent FX bootcamp, which is basically on-demand video trainings that teach you the entire strategy from A to Z so you can start trading in a week or less. I'm going to quickly go over what's included in each session. There's this 7 sessions. Session one is all about mindset mastery. You heard me touch on it earlier, but mindset is really huge in trading. But this is where we'll let go of the past, commit to the present, prepare for your future success. Session two is all about trading fundamentals. And this is where all of the basics are covered, including, you know, Forex 101, trading terminology, and much more. In session three, we do chart setup. This is where we talk about selecting your broker, selecting your trading platform, determining if you're going to start with a practice account or small money account, and ultimately completing a step-by-step guide for getting your chart set up. So I walk you through literally everything. Session four is teaching you the logistics of the trade plan. So your trading style, when you'll trade, when you won't trade, what you'll trade, how you'll mitigate your risk, etc. Teaching you exactly what I do. Then we'll go through the qualifications and visuals, where I'll teach you how to identify the qualified trades using the checklist and what it actually looks like on the charts. Session six is all about trade management, where we go into detail about how to enter a trade, where to enter, how to exit, or where to exit in profit and loss, and how to manage the trade once it's live. And then session seven is all about implementation, where I review additional details and resources that you'll use each day and ultimately put it all together so you'll be ready to implement it yourself. So here's a couple of quotes, you know, from people in my program. Before the Consistent FX Accelerator, I was frustrated, exhausted, and losing money. Now I have something that I can apply that is actually profitable and takes all the emotional ups and downs out of trading. So again, it's all about helping you master that executable trading strategy with the exact trade plan so you get consistent results without all those emotions. Someone else said, I purchased my many online courses, and this one is by far the most comprehensive, relevant, and has the most potential to provide me with supplemental income. I love this course. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. And lastly, I'm just going to hunker down on this and not use anything else. This is it. No more buying Forex courses or watching YouTube videos. Thank you for saving me so much time and money. So if any of you were like me back in the day, or like this person, you're just like constantly looking for the next best thing, and that can be really exhausting and also expensive. So when you find something that works, it's really easy to commit to it. So who does this program work for? I know there's probably a wide variety of people on this call. So it works for new and beginner traders who want to learn a profitable trading strategy. This works for experienced traders who want more consistency. Works for overwhelmed traders who want to skip all the fluff. Works for struggling traders, maybe who want to avoid another failed attempt at trading and who want to actually start making money. Works for working professionals and entrepreneurs who want to make extra money on the side, find something that's flexible. And it works for retirees who are wanting to make supplemental income or just to have a profitable hobby to keep them busy. So a lot of people don't get started because they don't have trading experience. The good news is, again, you can start successfully trading once you learn the trade plan. And I teach you how to implement it in literally less than 4 hours of on-demand training. So it's divided in 7 sessions, but it's in total less than 4 hours. So if you can commit 30 minutes to an hour a day, you'll be on your way to trading in less than a week. And that's a bold statement, but it's true. So here's what you're going to get, the 7-day consistent FX bootcamp, but you're also going to get some more things, some tools. The consistent FX toolkit includes trading terminology reference guide, a trade plan, examples of qualified trade setups, so you can see many, many examples of what you're looking for, a trade journal, and a growth and scaling calculator. So this toolkit helps you learn and understand more quickly, flawlessly implement so you can get consistent execution, examine trade examples so you know what you're looking for, monitor your performance so you can identify those areas of opportunity to refine your execution, and ultimately understand the long-term financial benefits that you'll have by investing your time in learning this and your efforts in trading every day so you can see how your money's going to grow over time. So ultimately with the toolkit, you'll be getting rid of your confusion, inconsistent execution, lack of confidence, operational errors, and impatience, which is a huge one for a lot of traders. So problem solved, clarity and expertise, consistent execution, more confidence, flawless execution, a growing account balance, balance, and more. You're also going to get, there's lots of cool things in here that I do to, again, give you everything A to Z to support you along the way. So you're going to get these chart analysis decoded training sessions, which are ultimately 3 recorded chart analysis sessions. I spent, you guys, years and tens of thousands of dollars getting these results to figure out what worked, and you don't have to do that. These chart analysis decoded sessions are going to save you time, shorten your learning curve, help you implement easier and faster. They're going to allow you to clone my process. So basically what these are is I pull up my charts at different times a day, and I've recorded my exact chart analysis so you can see how I look for trades. And you might be thinking you can't use this because you might end up trading at a different time of day than me. And that's not an issue, because literally all you do is clone my process and apply it any time of day, and it works. So you also are going to get a growth and scaling bootcamp. And this is 3 additional trainings and extra tools where you learn how to grow and scale your account responsibly. So I don't just like assume that you guys know how to do that. I teach you everything, again, that I had to learn the hard way about growing and scaling responsibly. Once you're ready, you'll be able to grow your account more quickly, right? I'm going to walk you step by step through getting your flawless execution, maximizing your profitability, and then ultimately scaling when the time is right for you. And you'll use proven formulas that work no matter what your account size, right? Because again, if you can make 10% growth on a $100 account, you can make 10% growth on a $100,000 account too. And then you're also going to get 12-month access to the Consistent FX Trading Community. And this is where we have those daily trade discussion posts, the weekly group coaching calls with me, unlimited Q&A. So you have questions while you're going through the training. Once you're trading, anytime, just pop your question in the group. And ultimately, you also have the opportunity to network with other traders using the same trade plan. So a lot of powerful information here. Quick recap of what you get. You get the 7-day Consistent FX Bootcamp, the Consistent FX Toolkit, the Chart Analysis Decoded, the Growth and Scaling Bootcamp, the Consistent FX Community, 12-month access. This is over, $89.85. Now, obviously, I'm not going to charge you that, but I will remind you that people go to college to get an education to make money, and they spend 10 times what I'm charging, right, for these advanced degrees. But I want to just ask you, if all the Consistent FX Accelerator did was help you create a lifetime source of income, would it be worth it, right? I mean, so many people get caught up on like, what am I going to pay for this? But like, it's literally teaching you a skill that you can use the rest of your life. So I'm not going to charge you $8,900, but I did have 2 choices when I decided on the price of this program. I could either go super cheap, as cheap as possible, and sell as many as I could. And, the problem with that would be I would really have no incentive to provide you with all that extra value and support. And that was value and support that I wanted when I was in your shoes. Or I could make it valuable, right? I could charge just a little bit more and give you everything you need, which is all those bonuses I shared, and make it incredibly valuable program packed with A to Z training, thorough resources, daily trade discussion, weekly group coaching calls, and ultimately unlimited access to me. So what would it be worth to you if you had all that, right? What would it be worth to you if you could achieve those consistent results month after month? So the Consistent FX Accelerator has an $8,900 value. The regular price on my website is $1,995, but I'm going to give you a special discount today because you're here with me and I appreciate your time. And ultimately, I want you to move past your limiting beliefs and excuses and instead achieve that success that you so badly want. So today, the Consistent FX Accelerator, you're not going to pay $8,900. You're not going to pay $1,995. The special price for you today is $995. I also have a couple payment options for you. You can do 3 monthly payments of $333, or a new one I added for you today is 12 monthly payments of $150. And not only that, but because it's Friendsgiving and Black Friday is this week, I have a Black Friday special where instead of getting 12-month access to the trading community with the daily trade discussion, the weekly group coaching calls, the unlimited access to me, you're actually going to get 24-month access. And that's only this week. I've never offered the 2-year access before, and that expires Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. But you can get this by going to consistentfxprofits.com/limited-time-promo. Again, feel free to take a screenshot of this so you can go to it later. So ultimately, you've got 2 choices. You can do nothing, not take the leap of faith, which by the way is 100% risk-free with my 7-day money-back guarantee. Your second option is to, invest in yourself and give it a shot and see if it'll work for you. And if it doesn't, for whatever reason, you get your money back. So there's literally no risk. You've got nothing to lose but the stress and headaches of trying to figure this out on your own. I mentioned the guarantee. I do offer 2 guarantees. I have a leap of faith guarantee. So some of you are new or have never met me, and I call this the leap of faith guarantee because you can try it for 7 days. If you don't see how the training, resources, and support will give you everything you need, then I'll refund your tuition. And then I also offer, you know, in my experience, most people don't want their money back. They want results, right? So that's why I offer what I call the success guarantee. So if you don't start making money trading after completing the training, the action items, the bonuses, I'll literally work with you privately to get you on track. So I can tell you everyone that's gone through my program, participated in the training and then the trade discussion, you know, there's literally a 0% failure rate when you show up, do the work, and lean on me when you need support. Sorry, daughter in the background. I warned you guys. So, you know, I have had people who don't finish the training and don't ask for help, and you can probably guess what their outcome is. And while I can't legally promise results, you know, these two guarantees should give you some confidence that I'm there for you. And if early on you realize it's not what you thought it was, you can get your money back. So the real question is it worth a few minutes of your time to check this out, even if it only does half of what I described? So again, you're going to get all of this with the Black Friday special through the end of day on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern for a limited time of $9.95 or 3 monthly payments of $3.33 or 12 monthly payments of $150. And you can go to www.consistentfxprofits.com/limited-time-promo to get that special price and special 2-year access, which again, I've never offered before. It's a Black Friday offer that expires on Friday. All right. I feel like I'm not sure if I have questions. I know we just are a couple minutes to the top of the hour here. David, do you want me to open up to questions and scroll through, or I can also give my email and people can email me if they have questions?
Yeah, we're getting close to the top of the hour and we need a couple minutes to switch over. So yeah, if you want to just give your email, that would be great.
Great. My email is, I'll type it in the chat box here, but basically it's valerie@consistentfxprofits.com. So I just typed it in the chat box to all panelists and attendees. If you had a question that you posted that you weren't able to get answered in my presentation, definitely feel free to reach out to me directly. Also, don't forget about the free info I offered at the beginning for those 30 days of trading tips and tidbits. And then obviously this limited time promotion for Black Friday. I'd love to work with you and help you get those consistent results.